and welcome to another episode of I've Never Seen the OC. We are on Season 4, Episode 11, The Dream Lover. Okay, I feel we need to address the elephant in the room. I was a week behind in releasing last week's episode. I'm really sorry.
Happens to the best, is Heather. You have got. I feel that you sort of shot yourself in the foot though by saying you had a hangover. Like you're being absolute Wonder Woman just now with everything that you have going on at work and up and down to Glasgow and up and down to London. And yeah, so I think you can be forgiven for that.
Thank you. Thank you. I would actually like at this very early stage to give a shout out to Cheryl, listener Cheryl, who I'm actually friends with IRL. But instead of, you know, messaging the OC account or, you know, messaging me, she has my phone number. She messaged my other half to be like, is Heather okay? This episode isn't up and I'm worried about her. So thanks for reaching out. I am actually fine. I was dying on Thursday. Like, genuinely thought the world was coming to an end. And then, yeah, I've just been... You know when you just have one of those weeks where there's literally, like, not time to wash your hair, let alone anything else?
Yep.
So, yes, a busy time, but... I mean, provided I get my editing done tomorrow on the train, today is Tuesday, I think you might get two bloody episodes on Thursday, you lucky sods.
Yeah, I don't think you should hold yourself to that though. Like, our fans are dedicated. Yeah, just don't burn yourself out. Like, that's why, because I didn't even text you because I didn't want you to think that I was like, hey, why is the episode not up? Because I just knew
Yo,
that
bitch,
it was like, yeah.
Where's my episode?
I just
Where's
knew.
My episode, man?
Knew how crazy busy you were, and yeah, your well-being's more important.
Thank you. I feel like we preach that hard. We're all about, like, you know, you do you, and then in reality I'm like, yeah, but you know, I've got shit to do. So yes, you're right, I need to take it easy. I'll try my best for you guys, but thank you for everyone who got in touch and sent me your thoughts and prayers on hangover day, and yeah, they were definitely needed. Thanks.
So yeah, for anyone who is a new listener, I am Jane and I have seen the OC numerous times, and we have over there.
She is and she has. my name is Heather. I have never seen the OC. This is me watching it for the first time, but it's really dawning on me how, like, I've almost seen all of the OC now.
At this point. It's pretty scary.
We've got what?
Five
episodes to go. Mm-hmm. Bloody hell. Mm-hmm. That's so thin. That's like just over a month.
Yeah, it's wild. Ooh. Absolutely wild.
Yeah, that is wild. Right. Any other business? Any other elephants you would like to address at this point?
Nope. I say we onwards and upwards.
Onwards. Last time on the OC, Jane doesn't have this bit of paper, so yeah.
Tell me what
happened. I'm going to ride hard, going to ride solo. A season of peaches, that happened last time. French Henri is back in Newport, and the whole kind of hullabaloo is, will Taylor go back with Henry because he's more intelligent, he's more romantic, he's more passionate, he's more French. And what I think we should really highlight from the last time was Taylor lied to Henry.
Oh, yeah. That was awful.
Saying that Ryan was, you know, super clever writing this thing on, who was it, like Dante or someone?
Some famous writer. Yeah.
And it was just that, like, it was complete lie. Ryan felt really embarrassed, really like, oh my God, like, she doesn't think I'm smart enough, all that stuff. And yeah, that happened. That was a thing.
Not cool, Taylor.
Another person who got found out on their lies was Kirsten found out about Julie's prostitution ring.
Yes.
And then Caitlin loves Will. That's a thing. And Summer said no to Seth's real engagement. Not to be confused with the fake engagement when he thought she was pregnant. The real engagement when he realised, actually, I am in love with you.
Yes. So yeah, we're all a wee bit all over the place just now, aren't we?
Mm.
No one really knows where they stand.
Yeah, there's normally always like one big overarching like storyline. I feel like there's not. I feel there's just lots of little ones at the moment.
Yeah.
So we open up in our favourite place to start, the Coen's kitchen. Seth and Ryan are doing their little debrief on Summer saying no. She wants to keep dating. She still wants to keep going out. She still loves him. But he's definitely taking this as like quite a big blow, quite an emotional hit. And he's going on about an elephant in the room. Yeah, it's almost like I mentioned it twice earlier. And then we cut to Taylor and Summer, and they're really freaking out because Taylor thinks that Ryan's broken up with her because he's not returned her 17 missed calls. And then it cuts back to Ryan. He's like, oh, I'll call her when I'm ready. And there's all this toing and froing where basically all of them don't really know where they stand in their relationships. They clearly all have feelings for each other, but nobody's really talking to each other or, you know, getting to the conclusion of where they are in their relationships. I also feel like none of them are giving each other space, but I feel that's a very adult observation on the situation. This is where we find out that Henri is planning on staying in Newport.
Yes.
And he's going to buy a house. And randomly, Taylor is contemplating moving in with him. Why?
This makes no sense, does it? And she's just a bit like, oh, I've been sponging off you guys for so long. I've actually lived with him. He's not that difficult to live with.
And so is she just going to sponge off him now?
Yeah.
Is that the plan? It's so weird. And then she kind of concludes it by saying she's going to force herself to fall in love with him to get over Ryan. Sure.
Foolproof plan.
Then we go into our glorious credits, which I really enjoyed this time. Sometimes I'm just like trying to scribble down notes, but this time I looked at the pictures. Yeah. We got a little reminder of Taylor in her beautiful red dress. Mm. A glorious time.
Yeah, the credits. I don't know if we're just getting really nostalgic as well because it's coming to the end.
Do you think that's what it is? It's hitting me hard already.
Yeah.
Right. Ryan's work.
Yes.
Summer is here.
She is, and she's sort of fishing to see how Seth is doing, and Ryan's almost trying to make out that he doesn't know about the failed proposal, and then he just says that, like, oh yeah, he's not returned your calls, like, he's got pink eye.
Yeah,
I should do.
What a gross thing to say someone's got. You know pink eye is just getting poop in your eye.
Yeah,
that's what pink eye is.
Yeah. And Ryan's sort of like, well, Summer then says, oh, well, did you have it too type thing because you've been patching Taylor? Mm. And then Ryan's like, oh, well, actually, I've been looking after Seth. But then he's like, well, not really, to be honest. I'm just waiting for Henri to go back to France. And then Summer's like, sorry, pal. Looks like he's not.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah. What a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. And then over at the Roberts/... where Julie and Caitlin are also staying. Seth is here to see Summer, but it turns out Che has turned up and obviously he's doing Tai Chi in the living room, of course. And Seth's like, oh, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, I'm here for you. I can see your aura. You've been emasculated. Seth is very quick to say my masculinity is intact.
Yep.
And she comes with the energy of, you saved me, helped me see the hypocrisy in my life. So the least I can do is save you.
Yeah. Oh, Guawichi, honestly.
This whole... I have been quite a Che fan. Yeah. I have enjoyed Chris Pratt's contributions to the OC.
Oh, man. Not this so much.
This episode is whack.
Yeah.
So
But yeah, he's going to help Seth. And just then Summer comes home and she's asking Seth about his pink eye. And it's just all a bit awkward, isn't it? But Seth's just sort of insisting that everything's fine, but it's clearly not.
Yeah.
And Summer's like, well, that's good because we're going to go on a romantic date tonight. And Seth just looks, how much is he? He's just totally had his ego shattered, hasn't he, by this proposal rejection?
Yeah. Which makes sense. And if he was just honest with her and was like, yeah, of course I'm butthurt about it.
Yeah.
It would be fine. They can then build on that. But him being like, oh, it's fine. It's totally fine. It's not fine.
Nah.
Just say it's not fine.
Yeah. So Che's just a bit like, oh, I think he's okay. He's getting there. And Summer's like, nah, you've like got to stay and try and help him sort this out.
Over with Henri and Taylor, who are having lunch and talking about closets, of course. He says, I will do what it takes to win back your love, Peaches.
Oh, he's annoying me as well. But yeah, he sort of realizes that she's still hung up on Ryan, and he kind of realizes that Ryan hasn't called, and she's sort of, she's trying to convince herself, isn't it, that her and Ryan weren't going to work, and
yeah,
that she's better moving on, but she's not really convincing anyone, is she?
No. I mean, having gone out with a guy who didn't like cheese, I can confirm it's very difficult to go out with a man who does not like cheese when you love cheese.
Yeah, it's a bit of a deal breaker, isn't it?
It really is. Honestly, we would have dinner and we'd have like fajitas, and I'd be like, how can you not put cheese in fajitas? What sort of animal are you?
That's so weird. It's like people that
crackers and cheese board, wouldn't eat it. Cheesecake, didn't eat it.
Pizza?
Could eat it when it was melted.
Oh, like a baby.
Like an adult baby. Ew. Although, weirdly, he really liked, you know, like the smoked cheese that you get in like the wee sausagey. He loved that.
That's so weird.
Definitely dodged a bullet there. Clearly, he was a psychopath.
Ugh. Anyway, we go over to Harbour where, what episode? This must be like the third episode with Chris Brown in it.
It is. Really rinsing the check for him.
Yeah, so he's sort of, him and Kurt and Caitlin are having some like flirty chat, and then there's a bunch of girls that are sort of like kind of looking over at them, and Caitlin sort of goes over to the girl, and she's quite like a geeky, like band, Lucy, I think her name is that right?
Yeah, Lucy the band geek.
Yeah, and Lucy's all sort of gushing over Will, and
yeah,
and she's like, oh, are you going to be at the bake sale? And Caitlin's just a bit like,
oh no,
what
why
the hell's going on here? Yeah. Yeah, and then like Lucy kind of scurries off, and Will say, like, invites Caitlin to come to it, and she's like, oh, we can study afterward. And I think Caitlin's just a bit like, yeah, this is not really
this
my jam,
lame, but whatever. Yeah. I have written down, don't tell me Caitlin's jealous of this girl. Oh no, clearly this girl is going to murder Caitlin with her clarinet.
Because
a shot at the end of her just like looking was so
yeah,
weird.
It's like a total like deadly state, isn't it?
It's like a scene out of a Scream movie.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
And then we are over to Newmatch, where Kirsten takes a phone call and it's Julie. And she's like, don't hang up, don't hang up. And Kirsten says, if you turn your business into a prostitution ring, you get hung up on. That's the policy we have.
That's the company policy.
Fair dues.
And then she calls her again, and it's just like, oh my god, did you get the cookies I sent you? Oh, I don't like chocolate. Oh, did you get this? She is like groveling hard. She's like, how long are you going to be mad at me? I mean, you turned your business into a prostitution.
I'm really glad.
Give her a month at least.
They're sort of realizing and not just skirting over that one, you know? Pretty wild. And we've then got Ryan. He sort of shows up at the Robert's residence on the hunt for Taylor, but it turns out she's not there. And Caitlin sort of tells him, well, we should probably try the Four Seasons where Henri is staying.
Henri. Did you not think, and maybe again, maybe I'm just getting nostalgic because our days are numbered. Did you not think when Caitlin toddled up on her skateboard and Ryan turned up at the house, I was like, God, she just looks so like Marissa.
Yeah. Yeah, so much are here, like, in these past couple episodes. It's very, like, Marissa vibes.
Yeah. Marissa, R.I.P. Anyway, the big date that Seth and Summer have set up. Oh, did we talk about the gift at the Four Seasons?
Oh, yeah,
no, we skirted over that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. She tells him to go over to the Four Seasons. And weirdly, she's like, are you not getting her a gift? Now, she lied about him.
Yeah.
And embarrassed him in front of her ex-boyfriend, but yet he's to buy her a gift. Why is Ryan apologising in this situation?
No idea. No idea. It doesn't make any sense. It's almost as if, like, Taylor's been an absolute dick, but Ryan has still got to, like, win her back because...
It's so weird.
It's
almost like they had an alternative ending to the previous episode.
Yeah.
And this episode, they just forgot to match them up.
Yeah. Bizarre. But yeah, we're at this date that Summer has set up for Seth, so he like sort of leads her into her bed, she leads him into her bedroom, and it's all decorated with like lights and candles, there's video games, they've got Thai takeout, emo-y music, so like all of Seth's faves, she's gone all out, and she's sort
I'd like to just interrupt you there. She did not describe it as emo music, Jane. That's what you and your sympathetic nature have changed it to. She specifically called it whiny music. whiny music.
Yeah.
You know, like Death Cab for Cutie, those sort of guys.
So yeah, they're less, she's some whiny music, as she would, it pains me to say.
How much does it pain?
It's sore. She's got some bangers playing, right? But yeah, she's basically like to Seth, look, I love you, I want to marry you someday, but I'm just not ready, which is the most sensible thing anyone said this season, I think.
They're 18 years old. Yeah. Why is that a bad thing? Why is he so upset about
it? And Seth just cannot, it's just dented his ego so much. He's like, oh, I just want to forget it happened. And Summer's like, no, like, let's not. Trying to be really adult. She's like, I thought it was really cute, it was really sweet. And it just, Seth can't handle it. He just looks so physically uncomfortable. He makes excuses to leave the room. And then we've got, oh, you can talk about this, him and Che talking a lot of shit, basically, yeah.
Yeah, he runs downstairs and she realises that he was right. The aura never lies.
Che's a way to read his horoscope or something like that. Like, but, oh my God, are you like an Aries or, oh, anyway.
Actually, I can tell you what mine says. Hang on a second. I wrote it down yesterday.
Oh, Heather, no.
Yep. I am a Taurus sun thing, and then a Libra ascending, and then a Moon in Scorpio.
Oh, nice.
That's me, babe. I don't know what any of that means, but all the kids in my work fucking love horoscopes.
Oh, fucking hell, man. Gen's eating their horoscopes. It's terrifying.
It's literally got to a point where I have to know that so I can engage in conversation with the 20-year-olds I work with.
Just be like, do you mind Mystic Meg at the back of the Sunday papers? That's, and you would read your horoscope and then be like, oh, cool, that sounds like that's something I want to happen. I believe in all this. Like, it's like when you'd pray for something, like, despite never praying in your life, just because you really wanted some luck. Yeah. Like, no, I don't usually pray, but please just let this happen and then I'll be, like, really good.
Here, big man, I know you only hear from me when I want something, but it's me again.
Yeah, sorry, just not into any of that.
Do you know, though, on the rare occasions I do find myself looking to a higher being mm-hmm. and trying to be like, fuck, I just need some guidance. The only thing I can hear is, hi, God, it's me, Margaret. Is it the Judy Blume books?
Yeah.
That's all I can hear. Funny. Every time I'm like, oh, God, maybe this is the time to pray. Hi, God, it's me, Margaret. Every time I'm like, amazing. My name isn't Margaret. That's all I can hear.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. I thought you were going to say, like, you could have a... carry a crystal in your bra or something. I was like, this podcast is over, Heather.
Oh no, that'd be far too jaggy. No, thank you. Yeah. I do have crystals in my home, but not in like a truly spiritual way.
Yeah, they just look nice. Some of them are pretty. Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're probably losing listener by listener as I continue to talk.
I do sometimes charge my crystals, Jane. I hope this isn't a ground for a podcast divorce, but
charge your crystals. You charge your phone, Heather.
Like, yeah, charge them in the moonlight. Put them on my little back windowsill on a full moon.
Oh, so
it's just an evening to be mindful. An evening to be mindful. Have a bath. Set my intention for the month.
I've got one of those neon diffuser pods. That's about as spiritual as I'm getting.
Step one. That's fine. We'll get you a salt lamp next. You'll be hooked by next Christmas. You'll be doing my tarot net on our next podcast.
Oh God, maybe. Oh, oh my gosh, can you imagine? Let's move on to the next day. Where?
Let's just move on.
Summer's leaving a message for Seth when she notices there's a note on the counter, and it's from Che explaining that him and Seth are away into the forest to try and heal.
I'm all for taking time away to find yourself and, you know, heal. That's important.
Yeah.
She guiding you is not something I would recommend.
No.
But it's okay because they've got his harmonica, Seth's broken spirit, and these really big bags. Yeah, and it's all going to be fine.
Yeah. And yeah, it sort of says at the end of the letter, doesn't it, that Summer needs to find herself as well.
Yeah, I found it funny because at the end she reads the letter and then goes, oh, crap. And I cannot tell, and it is never resolved. Is she saying, oh, crap, because Seth and Shay are going camping?
Yeah.
Or is she going, oh, crap, because she needs to find herself? Because both seem as daunting as each other in my head.
Yep.
Have you ever taken a spiritual trip?
What do you think?
I mean, you went to the 500 Days of Summer bench. That could count as a spiritual trip.
Yeah, it was just for a good Instagram pic.
You went to the OC. You went to the OC locations. That could count as a spiritual trip.
They count, right, okay, maybe if this definition of spiritual trip has been opened up to, like, just anything, like, from
anything that looks good
cool
in the gram.
Yeah, then cool. Yeah, spiritual ship, that's me. Although I am going up north tomorrow for a couple of days, and it's the place that's got no Wi-Fi, so I think that's going to be a spiritual ship.
Are you going to ground? Do you know what that means?
I'm not meditating or any of that shit. I don't have time
for
that.
No, you could just, you take your shoesies off and just walk around in the grass and you just feel nature.
It's probably going to be
connect with nature.
Pishing for the heavens, and it'll be all mushy and gross. Maybe, oh God, Heather, I'm going to need to Google some of this. Maybe next week I'll be like, yeah, still looks so grounded. Wow. I always find, see, like, stuff, like, I'm getting better at it, but see, like, meditation, just relaxation stresses me out because I'm like, fuck, there's all this other stuff I should be doing. I'm definitely getting better at it as I'm older.
That's the whole point of meditation.
I can't, and then, right, that's a lie. I have tried this before. I've tried to go to, like, meditation at, like, the Buddhist center in town with one of my friends. She's really into it. And I just kept fucking falling asleep. Like, we'd go on a Wednesday night and then
be just,
like,
go for a wee nap.
And then she'd be like, Jane, and I'm like, yeah, one extreme or the other.
Sleeping's a form of meditation.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm totally...
You're great at it.
Class at sleeping. Even a bath is probably the nearest I'd get to, like, doing something
baths
like that.
Baths are good. That's, like, within that self-care.
Yeah, but even then, they get too hot. They're good for taking your tan off.
This is how we are going to break up. Baths can never be too hot. I want to come out of that thing feeling like a lobster that has been cooked.
No, do you not get really hot and bothered?
I want to be a bit flushed. No, I want to be a bit pink of the cheek.
But then you feel dizzy and you have to lie down on the bed for ages with your towel on.
Exactly. Delightful. Yes, please.
Okay. I don't have a bath anymore. Like, literally don't have one in my house anymore.
I don't know what to say about that.
There was not.
I'm sorry.
You saw the size. You saw the size of that bathroom. There was no way around it. But I want a freestanding bath in my new house. That's my new criteria. So yeah,
a freestanding bath would be lovely. Well, if you want to come down to Leeds for the weekend just to use our bath, you'd be welcome to.
Well, they've got one this with the policeman Wi-Fi. I'm going tomorrow, and it's a freestanding one. It looks pretty sick. So.
Spectacular. I would like you to stand in the grass for a wee minute and then go in your freestanding bath. Maybe put some salts in there.
Right, guys,
sniff
keep an eye.
Some herbs.
The stories are going to get crazy this week. Keep an eye on the, the Insta.
I'll post you some sage. You'll be fine. Don't worry.
Have you watched that Nine Perfect Strangers on Prime? It's like the new Nicole Kidman. She's showing she's like a wellness guru. It's fucking nuts. But
I love Nicole Kidman. What did you say it was called?
Nine Perfect Strangers. It's like based on a Leanne Moriarty novel. Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
I'm writing this down. Strangers. Yep. Prime. I keep writing like book and TV recommendations down in my book and then I forget about them and then I'll like look back 3 days later and be like, what's that got to do with anything? So we're all good.
Yeah. Sorry, went off on quite a tangent there.
Basically, me and Shay would have a lovely time.
Yeah.
Shay and Jane, like, would not get along
so
well.
Fucking annoying. Oh. Yeah. But yeah, Ryan goes to the Four Seasons and he has decided to take a cheap teddy bear that says thanks. For Taylor. It's a weird choice.
See
isn't it?
How you feel about like meditation and stones and shit. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about stuffed animals.
Oh yeah, I'm not really into those either. I've got one stuffed animal that I do like, which is the unicorn from Despicable Me.
See, I don't because I'm a 32-year-old adult woman.
It was really cute. I got it in Florida. Well, Stephen bought me it in Florida because I was really sick one day and had to go home from the theme parks. And he bought me it. I don't like take it to bed or anything.
Was it so fluffy you were gonna die?
Yes. But then it got a bit grubby and I put it in the washing machine and now its head's a bit floppy.
Oh my god. So not only do you have a stuffed animal, you have like a wonky stuffed animal because you tried to wash it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
My niece loves it though. It's provides some entertainment when she comes over. But yeah. Fine. But yeah, if somebody, I've never understood the buying stuffed animals.
Anyway, Ryan has decided to buy Taylor a stuffed animal because he is, I don't know whether he's a weirdo or she's a weirdo, but here we are. She has gone shopping for furniture, however, because She and Henri are moving into their house on Monday. You can tell Ryan looks visibly shook at this news because his girlfriend of 3 to 4 months has now broken up with him without telling him and is now moving in with her ex-husband, even though they're both 19 years old. There's a lot going on in that sentence.
Following a TV interview and the success of a book based on their sex life.
Yeah, yeah. There really is a lot to unpack there.
Yep.
Anyway, he asks him to tell her that he stopped by. And this is where Henri is like, oh my God, what is this? It's not stupid. It's cute. It's a teddy bear. I cannot for the life of me tell if he's being like hugely serious or ridiculously totally patronizing.
Yep.
Like, is he just taking the piss? Is he taking the... Because I think he is. But then I can't tell.
Yeah.
Is it a juvenile, but it's from the heart?
It's very awkies. Why does this end? It ends with like Ryan saying that.
Oh no, it's Henri. He's like, I'm not afraid of a little competition. And I feel a poem coming on.
Oh, yeah.
I love being fake French. I think I'm going to be fake French really for the rest of this episode. Yeah, thanks. Merci, Jean. I appreciate it.
Go for it. Say chlamydia in a French accent.
Excusez-moi, Spencer says you have chlamydia.
Oh, man.
No, let's stop that now. That's silly.
But it turns out that Spencer does call Julie to tell her that one of the prostitutes, Shaz, has chlamydia.
Even worse, he phones Kirsten. If he'd phoned Julie, it would be all right. Sorry, but he phones Kirsten. He's very much like, I'm in Mexico, nothing to do with me. That's you and Julie need to deal with it. Bye. I love Spencer. He has some good energy.
Yeah. So basically down to Kirsten to tell everyone who Chad has slept with that they too could have chlamydia.
Have you ever had that call?
No, so, thank God. Although it's like COVID, do you not think now?
It's worse than COVID.
Yeah.
So in Scotland, if you get your test and it comes back saying you've had an STI, they will then ask you who have you had sex with.
Track and trace
is a thing. But the other end of that, you're just going about your business, minding your own life, doing your thing. You get a phone call being like, hey boo, someone you've slept with has chlamydia, you need to go and get tested. The worst phone call to get. You're literally just like, oh yeah, cool, I'm actually with my mum right now, thanks.
Terrifying.
Oh man. Not that I've had that call or anything, you know, that's just what people have told me. I think they'll believe that, right?
Yeah, totally. But then we're back to, do you not think the harbour stuff and the Caitlin stuff is really weird? Like, it's just really juxtaposed with everything else that's going on. Like, because she's the only character still at school.
I feel like it feels a lot younger.
Yeah.
And the storylines feel a lot younger than it ever did with Seth and Summer and Marissa and Ryan. Because, like, they were, like, at these wild parties, like, doing cocaine. Like, people were shagging. People were drowning in the pool. Oliver had a gun. Luke got shot, you know? Like,
yeah.
And then this bird is, like, in band camp
with their bake sales. And I don't think it works. But Caitlin's in the toilet when Lucy and another couple of band girls are like, she come to this bake sale, we're going to batter you. And Caitlin's like, aye, cool.
To be fair, I think if band camp people cornered me, I'd be like, all right, cool.
Yeah, bye.
Sure.
But yeah, that's obviously just given Caitlin, made her even more determined to turn up.
Taylor returns to the Four Seasons. Henry kisses her, properly snogs her. A little French kiss, some would say. And he's like, Ryan has brought this for you. And he's very much like, the bear has a sweet smile. And it must make you feel something, like there's nothing wrong. This makes me think he's a lot older than he is. Or maybe he just is very French, because he's very in touch with his feelings.
Yeah, very much so.
And he's like, this must, like, bring you feelings. It's okay to, like, have feelings about a gift from a épaisse levure. I wish I would, like, I feel Ali and I have been going out too long to be able to refer to him as my lover. But I wish in my younger days I'd taken a liver.
Oh, it just my God.
So extra, doesn't it?
Sounds so fucking Glasgow uni if you were kicking about. Like, just off to meet my lover. Oh, my God.
Guys, I've decided to take on a lover.
I've taken a lover. What?
Excuse me, what? You're shagging someone? Yeah.
Love it.
What a lost opportunity.
Yeah, you'd write into your wedding vows.
I'll write
it in
my memoirs. Oh, right, okay, that'd sorry. Be so good. My wedding speech, not my memoirs.
Not got your you, memoirs. Sure. Yeah, but yeah, this is so weird as well. She's like, she gets in and reads it. She's like, oh, just tell me all the reasons you love me. Like, she's just needing this constant validation that she's making the right decision.
Loved. Yeah. I felt really sorry for Taylor at that point. I was just like, you are not okay, hon. Do you know who else is not okay?
Julie?
Chad? Oh, I was going to say Kirsten. Those five women that slept with Chad.
Oh.
Kiki is calling Julie and giving her the message. And Julie, clearly looking extravagantly happy, is like, I'll drop off the list tomorrow and because I don't work there anymore, so this is over to you. And she comes up with this compromise after Kirsten kicks off. She's like, why don't we do it together?
Yeah,
you drive, I'll talk, I'll find my little black book, let's go road trip.
What's she like? She's got some brass neck, Julie, hasn't she? She really does. But yeah, she's going to do the talking, Kirsten's going to do the driving. And then we've got Summer on the phone to Taylor, and she's basically trying to get her to come over to help her cook a fancy pants dinner, isn't she?
Yeah, good trapping technique that.
Yeah,
that would work well. She thought that through. But it turns out Ryan has actually made Summer lie to Taylor so that he can see her.
Yes.
And tell her how he feels.
Yep.
And her only advice to him is say what's from your heart and do not choke. Then she does this thing where she like pretends to choke him.
Yeah, like a weird choking motion. It's, they just love the underlying violence with Summer, don't they?
They really do. I'm also just like, are they trying to make it that they're like more familiar with each other?
Yeah,
like, is that something you would like jokey do with your pal? I don't know if it is. I don't try and choke any of my pals. No, so
definitely not.
Weird.
You can't even imagine Ryan and Summer really having any form of bodily contact. You know, no. They're quite, yeah.
Their hug that they had when they both got into college sticks out in my mind because I think it's the only time I've seen them physically touch.
But I think as well, you'd be that buzzing at that point that you would hug someone that you weren't. You know, I think they were both so caught up in the moment, someone that you weren't necessarily close with. But yeah, it worked there, but I don't really think it works elsewhere.
No, agreed. Shall we go to Shay and Seth in the woods?
Yeah, we zone out for a bit, so just let me know when.
It's okay. Are we there yet? And Shay's response is, why is it all about the destination? Do fish care where they swim each day? That is actually a valid point. It's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Important. Don't roll your eyes.
I feel like this is something that would be on, I don't know, like a background to a Bebo skin. Or like Live Journal or something. Like,
it's also a Frank Turner lyric.
Yeah.
Oh, no, if you're all about the destination, take a fucking flight. Oh. We're going nowhere slowly, but we're seeing all the sights.
See, that's cute. That's not as cheesy.
It's exactly the same thing, Jane.
Yeah,
it's exactly the same
thing. It's not what you say, Heather. It's how you say it. But yeah.
This is where she announced that Seth's spirit animal is trapped. And they need to spend the night in the forest. They need to build a sweat lodge. And they need to stay overnight. And you can tell Seth is livid. He gives him a wee slap in the face, but ultimately resigns to the fact you're in this very weird situation.
Yep.
How do you feel about spirit animals?
They're like literally just shuddered there.
There's a lot of conversation actually about spirit animals and how offensive, because remember there was like a real phase being like, oh my God, they are like my spirit animal.
Yeah.
And it was like such a like white girl thing to say.
Yes,
like, oh my God, she is like totally my spirit animal. But it's real cultural appropriation.
Yes, total cultural appropriation.
There was a lot of outcry in recent years being like, that is not okay to say.
Yep.
But don't worry, dear listener, we will look back on that point very soon.
But yes, so we're back at the Roberts house and Taylor shows up and it's obviously Ryan waiting for her. And then he apologises to her for abandoning her on the talk show and not calling her for a week, which totally ignores the fact that Taylor lied about him because she was essentially embarrassed that he didn't live up to the status of her ex-French husband.
I honestly can't get over it. I cannot get over this lack of continuity in this story, like, yeah, writing. Especially a story writing which predominantly leans into being male favouriting. Mm-hmm. That they all of a sudden, like, it's honestly like Taylor is gaslighting him.
Yep, totally.
It's so weird. Like, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, and Ryan's sort of like, look, how we feel is more important than what we have to talk.
I don't necessarily think that is true, yeah, either.
Totally, totally not true. And Taylor's just a bit like, well, how do you feel? And Ryan just can't tell her.
Taylor storms off, exclaiming that Henry has written a love poem about her and it's exceptionally long and he's reciting it at the bookshop tomorrow.
See, that's absolutely shite. Like, it's so... Just because someone doesn't show their love like that doesn't mean they don't... Like, I think Stephen's very much a Ryan. Like, yeah, to begin with, you know? But it's like what they do and how they treat you that,
yeah,
is, you know.
You also, yeah, you can't play two people off against each other, yeah, like that either. Like, especially
because of your insecurities.
Yeah. So, there's just so much going on there. And I just think that, like, if somebody isn't very good at expressing their emotions, you need to work with them to be like, okay, how can we do this together? How can we, mm-hmm, how can I encourage, mm-hmm, you? This space is safe for you to be able to say.
Yep.
Like, he's not going to think it's safe if you lie about him,
yep,
and then gaslight him into apologising for not having, yeah, done anything wrong. And then not appreciating the boundaries he puts up by saying, yep, he needs space.
Yep, she needs to tell him what she needs from him. These are my insecurities. Yeah, I am the type of person that needs you to tell me that you love me and that you know, like, it's, but not I'm going to play off someone else and say, oh, well, they can do this and you can do that. Yeah, it's just, she's just been very demanding, very unfair, and it's all stupid.
It's very unfair. It's very unfair. There's a really pointless scene where Seth has fallen asleep and Shay wakes him up because he was having a wee nap. And Seth is like, this is stupid, shut up, Shay. And then they have to they're heating up rocks to make a sweat lodge.
All I've written down is Seth's face is tripping them in the forest.
That's all end we need scene. To know. Moving on. Kristen and Julie have told that, well, Julie has told this woman that she's got chlamydia. And then she comes back and she's like, oh, well, that was easy. And Kristen sees right through that,
yeah,
and storms over her and actually tells her. And it does not go well. She's like, what kind of business are you running? And she threatens, yeah, to, like, get their lawyer. And Kristen is like, nah, you do not want to get the law, yeah, involved in this situation. Mm-mm. And then she just storms off looking exceptionally disgusted.
And Julie, is she not, she's really flipping here and is like, oh, why do we want to get her nails done?
She's like really fun with it. She's like, oh, the next person I'll tell. Or we could go get her nails done instead.
Nuts.
She's very funny.
Or yeah. Julie, what's she like? What's she like?
What's she like? She's classic Julie. Oh, classic, no, Julie.
But yeah, we're back. So Summer's in her room and she's looking through pictures and just having all the feels about endangered animals and the state of the world when Taylor comes in, absolutely raging, and is just like, why'd you just set me up? You're such a traitor.
Yeah. And Summer very rightly is like, I was just standing up for what I believed in and, yep, I think you should chat to Ryan. Taylor is like, what are you doing? Summer's starting a non-profit. She's worried about all these endangered animals, but she doesn't know which one to pick. And then I don't know how the conversation comes up. I think Taylor is just like, oh my God, you should have seen this shit teddy that he got me.
Yeah.
And Summer's like, oh, he would never have done that. Like, clearly he means it. I found this really weird. She didn't just say he never did anything like that for Marissa. The simple fact that they don't even mention her name, yeah, I find really weird.
Yeah. Or she doesn't say, Taylor, you're an arsehole.
Yeah, the guy's fucking trying.
Yeah. But yeah, this sort of makes Taylor kind of reconsider a wee bit, doesn't it? She's a bit like,
Yeah.
And then we head over to the beach and we've got our fave kinds of chat with Sandy and Ryan. So Sandy's just coming off from a wee surfing session.
How much did you enjoy Sandy in joggies?
Always. Just, what a guy.
Into it.
Yeah. But Ryan's come for a run to clean his head. And yeah, Sandy basically says to him, look, use your words and do something to let Taylor know about how you feel.
Yeah. Do you know what I just thought? I just threw out the word joggies. For anyone, is that a Scottish word? Joggies.
I don't know. Is it?
If jogging you're not trousers? In the, jogging trousers? A tracksuit trouser. Suit.
But see, I think a tracksuit has been like... Joggies have got like a sort of cotton vibe to me, whereas tracksuit is like...
That shiny material.
Shiny material, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also the difference between like a flared joggy and like a tucked in one at the bottom. Yeah.
Shite catchers.
I'm a jobby catcher, personally.
Yeah, I don't really own many joggies, but my Velour ones are shite catchers.
I've only got two and they are serious lounge wear. They are cutting about the house attire only.
Nice.
I wish I could be one of, you know, you see these women who wear like smart joggies with like a stiletto heel and it looks like so cool. And then I try it on and I'm like, I look like I was sitting on the sofa and now I've nipped out to the shops wearing stupid shoes.
Yeah, I'm not someone that can...
I can't pull it off.
That off. Nah.
Over to Taylor.
Four Seasons.
Who's run back to the hotel looking for the bear. And this is where Henry tells her, are you wanting a memento from your lover? Or do you want to be with Ryan? And this is, she says, I want to be with someone who really wants to be with me and is not afraid to say it.
She needs to get her standards up, doesn't she?
That girl needs to get to some therapy immediately, if not sooner.
She's, you can totally tell. Do you know what she needs? She needs a good chat with her mum.
Yeah.
You can just...
I mean, her mum is an arsehole. Maybe she could just hang out with us. We could we could set her right.
Totally.
Build her up. Find out worse about animals. But give her some rocks.
Henry. Mm-hmm. Henry is just pretty buzzing because he's like, this poem's amazing. You're going to fall in love with me. And he's just like, oh, I'm away to rest. And yeah, it's just a bit of, oh, he's creepy. Didn't like him.
I think he's quite handsome.
I think he's a bit smarmy.
I kind of like it though. I really enjoy a weird level of arrogance. Like not in the, I really like it. And it's been a real problem for me in my life. Yeah. But
Heather, we'll need to remind you, you're a big fan of Oliver.
Oh my God, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
It's that like ridiculous confidence, I'm into it. Mm. That's why I'm with Ali. Hey.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, again, back to the forest. And Seth's eating some dodgy berries, we think, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's all I've written down.
That's all I've written
down. Seth is going to be exceptionally high because he's eating Shay's berries.
Moving on.
To the band bake sale. Caitlin's obviously here, looking smashing. And she turns around to Lucy and is like, literally the only reason I'm here is to fuck with you. Like, I'm only here to annoy you.
Yeah, so this is where Chris Brown, this is where Will comes back and is just like, what's going on?
Oh yeah, because all the band girls kind of surround her, don't they? Yeah. And they're like, girls like you aren't welcome here.
Yeah, and then Lucy's like to Will, like, oh well, Caitlin's saying that we are all lame and like their band hats are like ridiculous or something. Yeah.
I mean, they are.
Yeah. And then he agrees, doesn't he? And then like Lucy runs off to like have a cry.
Cry in the toilets, yeah.
Yeah. So, Taylor.
Take a big deep breath, Jane. We're going to get through this together. I have started out this section of notes by saying, well, this is cultural appropriation, isn't it?
Gone wild. Yeah.
So absolutely gone wild.
They're in a teepee, type 10, with the smoking rocks, and Seth's just like sweating and Chase playing a bongo.
Yeah. Seth also looks like stoned out his chops.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he's off grey. He's like singing and chanting.
Is this weirder than the time travel coma dream episode? This bit here, I think.
It's definitely on par. Yeah. It's too close to call. And she says to him, "How do you feel?" And he says, "Like I'm sharing a sauna with the Blue Man Group."
So weird. But yeah, he's sort of in like a having a weird hallucination, isn't he? That he's in the sort of smoky vision of the cone house.
Yeah. She says something to him where it's like, you're in the spirit world, and that's when he goes off to have this dream. And I'm like, it's not the fucking spirit world. He's just high off his chops.
Yep.
Seth's been high before. I don't understand why he isn't just like, oh, I see what this is. Do you want to talk about the berry-induced dream?
There's like a pool in his room, isn't there? And there's an otter in it.
I love otters.
They're so bloody cute, aren't they?
They're so cute. Have you seen them? The internet meme thing where Benedict Cumberbatch does all the otter impressions?
No.
Google it right now. Get your phone out. If you're listening, you can do this as well. Get your phone out, get on your laptop, whatever internet device you have, and search Benedict Cumberbatch otter impressions. You got it?
No, because I can't type. Benefit Botter impressions, one-handed typing is not for me.
Close enough. Images. Hit images.
Images, right, not a YouTube video. Okay.
There is a YouTube video, but that'll take too long.
Holy moly, that's uncanny.
He does.
Oh, the little punch in the fists. That's
so cute. I'm hoping you're seeing this glorious, glorious image. If not, make a mental note to look at it later.
Oh,
but it's freaking adorable.
They're really.
It is adorable.
Oh my gosh, there's one with him and a giant teddy bear. These are heavy cute.
It's so cute. Anyway.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry.
Otters.
I was going to say down a little rabbit hole there, but probably like a little otter hole.
a little otter burrow. Well, you enjoy that YouTube later, babe.
Oh, I will.
You're welcome.
I will.
This is Seth decides his spirit animal is an otter, and he's trying to help the otter get back to the ocean because he's stuck in the pool. And then he does this face with it, and it's really cute. Mm-hmm. It's really cute. I don't often say that about Seth, but when he was doing the otter faces, it was pretty damn cute.
But the whole spirit animal thing is quite
makes me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He wakes up. He then wakes Shay up and explains to him, "I'm healed. I'm all good. Thanks for the berries. I'm away
up the road."
And he's like, "I figured out what my spirit animal is." He's like, "Oh, what is it?" And he's like, "Oh, it's an otter, and it was so cute." And he's like, "Oh my god, is that okay?" And you can tell Shay's a bit like, "An otter, really? Your spirit animal's an otter?" And I thought he just looked really confused, being like, "Oh man, otter shit. Why would you want to be an otter?" But he's like, "Oh no, that's amazing. That's really good." You can look after this next scene, because I thought this next scene was worse than the otter scene.
Okay. So we're at the poetry reading, and thankfully we're not subjected to the whole thing. but basically all the women in the audience seem to be sort of swooning over his reading, don't they? Henri's reading.
Some of them are crying.
Yeah, they're all like, it's weird. And then there's a woman as well that's like, "Oh, Taylor, like, you're like, oh my gosh, imagine having a man write a poem like that about you." And yeah, basically the bookstore lady then is saying to everyone, "Right, if you want to hang around, the author will be there to sign copies of the book." And then Ryan comes in.
Wait.
Yeah. Dun, dun, wait. Dun. I've got a poem. And oh god, it's just, even the whole build up with the music and stuff is just so.
I love that the bookshop woman is like, "This isn't karaoke. Yeah, you don't just get a turn."
But Henri sort of encourages him. And do you think they're like, yeah, he's basically wanting him to.
Oh yeah, he's 100% like G'ing him up, being like, hoping he'll fail.
Yeah.
Do you want me to? I have the poem written down.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I've not written it all down.
Okay. I will read this.
Yes,
okay. For you.
Go for it. Read it to me.
I'm just summoning, you know, my emotions. Holding my love crystal, my rose quartz.
Oh.
A sonnet I don't know how to write. A haiku, 575, seems too tight. Taylor then takes over because he goes, "Oh man, this is a bad idea. Then there's three little words I'm not able to say. But Taylor, this is what I can tell you today. Though I can't say those words to you tonight, please stick with me because I feel someday I might.
That was shite.
Disgusting. It was shite. I'm enjoying your continuation of the rhyming theme.
Oh, thanks for that, Heather.
How would you feel if somebody wrote a poem about you, period, even if it was a good poem?
You'd want to die.
How would you feel if someone wrote a bad poem about you?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I find I cringe at so many things. You know, and it's just so not Ryan either.
No, I think my cringe glands would explode. Like, you know how if you're not familiar with a cringe gland, you know that feeling when something really embarrassing happens, like right in your jowls, like
it's
in
like
your
creeping
jaw.
Up, yep.
And it just makes you like feel like you want to claw your face off. That's your cringe glands.
It's awful.
And they were a popping during this scene.
Aww. Angry Michelle sort of runs off and Taylor runs after him, doesn't she?
I just don't understand why a successful French poet, writer, author would be intimidated by that bullshit poem.
Yeah.
Stupid.
And then we're back to Julie and Kirsten on their mission to tell everybody they've got STDs. So they've had a pretty good day because 3 out of 5 know that they possibly have chlamydia.
It's more than half.
Yeah. Yeah, then we find that Spencer is actually not in Mexico after all.
He's sitting at the bar. Of course he is. And without even flinching, he completely crumbles and is like, Julie made me do it. Spencer, you could keep a secret about a bloody prostitution ring quiet for long enough.
Yeah. And this is just batshit, isn't it?
It turns out nobody has it, and it was Julie's only way that she could get Kirsten to hang out with her.
That was not the only way. Like, how, see the, you know, you talk about people and you say, oh, they're their own worst enemy. Like, Julie literally is their own worst enemy. Like, that's bonkers.
But it's not all bad because she chose the 5 meanest woman in Newport, so it's fine.
Yeah. Yep. And Kirsten's honestly just like, are you for real? But Julie's like, oh, come on, we'll get some dinner and we can talk about how bad it is to lie about chlamydia.
I was desperate. I miss you. And then at the end, she's like, you know, you missed me.
Oh, what's she
classic
like?
Classic Julie
what
Cooper.
What is she like?
love it. I actually love it so hard.
It's good. It's good.
I love it as well because Kirsten, you can tell Kirsten is doing the exact same thing as we were doing and just being like, oh, Julie, what is she like?
And then we go back to the school. So we're back at Harbour. I had like so little interest in this storyline, but Caitlin finds Lucy in the bathroom. And basically it turns out that Lucy's like in love with Will. After he lent her a pen or something stupid like that, wasn't it?
She doesn't like that Caitlin makes fun of Will and the things that he likes and the things that makes him him, which I think is actually quite a valid point. And Caitlin tries to justify it and to be like, I make fun of everyone, like it's not a thing. But you can tell that Lucy gets into her brain because she says, you make him not want to be himself.
Yeah.
And that's the point where you can be like, you can see it in Caitlin's face. It's just like, crap. Like, she's totally right. Yeah. Taylor goes to the hotel. Henri has left. He's left her a note. How French. It says, I love you, but I love more.
Oh, shut up.
They've been going out for 3 months, honey. It is not love. It is teenage lust and confusion. And probably a whole load of grief and lack of self-esteem thrown in there. It is not love.
Yep. Not love. Sandy gets back to the cones and Kirsten's still out with Julie and she's basically like, look, it's a long story. Julie's really shite at being business partner, but she's the only pal I've got, really, which is quite...
Literally the only pal she has.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's so depressing.
So depressing.
Justice for Kirsten.
Yeah. Yeah, gosh, wild. But we're then at the beach with Caitlin and Will. Yeah, and she's just a bit like, oh, maybe you're a, like, what she call him, like a dork, basically. And she's like, you should be with like another dork like Lucy. And he gets a bit he's like, yeah, fine then, and just like stalks away, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's really, yeah, I don't really have much to say about that. Yeah, she breaks up with
him. Hopefully that's him away. Bye.
Yeah. Bye, no Chris Brown. Brown. Bye, don't let the door hit you on the way out. I did enjoy when she was like, oh, cool, I'll see you around. And he's like, nah.
See you never.
Bye. Over to Shay, who is meditating on the kitchen island in Julie's kitchen. And she walks in and is literally like, what the hell are you doing here? And he tells her about this dream that he had where he was a frog and he was swimming up the river and he was having the best time. And she's literally like, we need to change the locks immediately. The first time security has ever been addressed in this goddamn show. You do need to change the locks.
Yeah. And then we've got Seth returning to Summer and he's like, look, Miss tells him about the spirit animal chat about being an otter, and Summer's like, oh, maybe our non-profit could be to save the otters. So that's cute.
Back to Shay, he continues his story and he tells Julie that his other half, his soulmate, he has realized the other animal his frog was playing with in the stream was, of course, an otter.
A little otter. Julie's just like, cool. Congratulations on being in love with an otter.
And she realizes that he needs to tell his soulmate that they are his spirit animal soulmate person thing.
Yeah.
Cool. Where is this storyline going? I'm literally like, what is happening next?
Oh, wild. But we're back to Ryan being all depressed in the pool house.
Oh, and this really lush outside bit with the open fireplace. So I would love to live in a country that allowed you to have an outside living room.
Imagine. Yeah. But yeah, this is when Taylor comes round to tell him that Henri has gone back to France. He realised that Taylor wasn't in love with him. Yeah, and she was like, I just really needed to hear those words from you. I needed to tell me you loved me.
Yeah. And this is where she kind of realizes everything we were saying before. Like, it's scary how much I need to hear those words. I'm not ready to hear them from you. But I need to be stronger on my own. I need to be stronger. I need to, you know, not need to hear that from somebody else. I need to feel that in myself. Self-love. If you can't love yourself, how the God's name are you going to expect anyone else to love you?
Totally. But yeah, Ryan's sort of like, okay, understand that. And then, Taylor, sorry, up the road.
She's away. Bye, Ryan. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Final scene in this episode. What is happening? Why does she have a bitch? I can't even say it.
So for those of you who don't remember, we basically end the episode with Che talking to a picture of Seth.
Do you know what? This is the tipping point. This episode is more ridiculous than the alternative universe episode. There, I said it.
Yeah.
It's just so stupid. Oh, God. I actually can't wait to watch the next episode.
Oh, honestly, give me strength.
Hello, God, it's me, Margaret. Give me strength.
Yeah. So that was a ride.
God, I'm knackered now.
Yeah, me too. Whew. I might need to go and do some meditating.
I've got a crystal you can hold.
Oh,
you can
thanks.
Borrow it.
Thanks,
I'll post
pal.
It up.
Thanks, pal.
Right, listener of the week.
Da-da-da-da-da, listener of the week. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Who's your listener of the week, Heather?
Excuse me, you've missed the next bit. Give the listeners what they want. They didn't come here for half of hours.
Sorry.
God. Anyway, this week's listener of the week goes out to an Apple reviewer. And I've not had one of these in a while. Summer Wannabe gave us 5 stars. Thanks, babe. Woo. Love this podcast. Discovered this at the beginning of the year, having rewatched the OC during lockdown. Love the observations and the 2021 viewpoints. You guys should do Parks and Recs for the next podcast.
Oh.
Well, thanks, babe.
Thank you. Nice words.
I wonder who that is. I always like to think, like, maybe it's my mum who's, like, decided finally to be a secret Aww. Listener, and that's the only way she can engage. But my mum definitely doesn't listen to this, so it's definitely not her. Actually, I really hope she doesn't after me just talking about STIs earlier. That would be awkward. Oh, that would be so awkward. So, summer wannabe, if you are my mum, let me know. Yeah. If you're not, let us know on Instagram at NeverSeenTheOC. And thanks for your lovely review. We always really, really appreciate reviews.
So nice.
Actually, there's a lot of you listeners out there who we know you listen, because I can see the stats.
Secret listener.
secret listener. If you could be so kind as to leave us a little Apple review and or follow us on Instagram at NeverSeenTheOC, we would be eternally grateful.
We would.
We've not got many episodes left to ask, so
yeah,
you know, that would be lovely. But yeah, other than that,
that's us.
Thanks, summer wannabe.
Yeah. And yeah,
should we do it again next week?
We should.
I'd like a full review on your grounding and some deep thought as to what you're
I'm going to come back. Like, people are like, oh my God, like, she's such a Gemini. Oh. And I'll be like, yeah, that's
you're
me.
Such
that's
a Gemini.
Me. Oh my God.
Look, stop being such a Libra rising, Jane. God, we get it.
I don't know what that means.
No, me I just either. Say things with confidence and hope for the best. Story of my life.
Well, I'm getting like a pedicure on Saturday, so I suppose I don't mind putting my feet in the muddy ground before then. So yeah, won't wreck my nails for that. So I'll let you know when I'm all grounded.
I would like a full review of your grounding.
Okie dokie. Love it.
Until next week, my darling. Enjoy
See
your
you
holiday.
Then. Oh, I will.
Bye.
Bye.